A shooting rampage Friday night in Isla Vista near the University of California, Santa Barbara, has left 7 people dead, including the alleged shooter. 7 people were wounded. KCLU reporter John Palminteri is in Santa Barbara and joins us now. John, can you tell us what you've learned since the shooting?
We know that the shooting resulted in the deaths of 7 people in this rolling drive-by shooting that actually included a running gun battle with sheriff's deputies in the Isla Vista community. Not all of those injured were wounded by gunshots. One, we know for sure, was a bike rider who was plowed into by the car that this person was driving and suffered a massive head injury, and they're all being treated at Santa Barbara's Cottage Hospital. It is very sad in Isla Vista this morning, as many people are mourning the losses of those who were shot, ambushed, if you will, and others who were badly injured by the gunfire, and now they're trying to make some sense as to what mental state of mind this person was in to do such a thing.
It sounds like there was a rapid police response, though, that might have saved lives. What can you tell us about that?
Isla Vista is known for a very fun, upbeat, party-type atmosphere. It's a college community, very densely populated, 20,000, as a matter of fact, in apartments and dorms and rental homes in a half-square-mile area just next to the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara. And so on Friday and Saturday nights, they are very active out in the town, going to parties, walking around. They ride their bikes a lot out here. So the streets are full, and the Isla Vista Foot Patrol, which is a division of the Sheriff's Department, knows this. So they're out there already in certain places, on foot, on bicycles themselves, in patrol cars. When these shots were fired, there were already deputies that heard the shots and were radioing the location then. 911 calls were starting to measure a map out as well. And the gunman in the car literally came down streets that were already in areas where deputies were deployed, and that's when they got into a gunfight back and forth in the car to the deputies. Fortunately, no deputies were hurt, but there were 2 different locations where active gunfire was going back and forth with students present on the streets and the deputies trying to stop this gunman.
And John, what do you know about the people who were wounded?
We know that most of them, as we can tell, or all of them, are young college-age victims. And there is some eyewitnesses that are telling us that by their count, most of them were females, and that may play into a larger picture on the motive that's going through the mental state of mind of this gunman.
John Palminteri of KCLU talking with us from Santa Barbara.